Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Game of Thrones Season 8. It's taken a long time to get to this season. I have been pushing this off for a long time. It's been a while since my review of Season 7, which I'm pretty sure between my review of Season 6 and 7 was a huge span of time as well. But, you know, Game of Thrones, it's been a staple on the podcast. It's my most popular review is season one of this show. And all the other seasons are really high up in terms of rankings in the podcast. It's it's the most popular review series I've done so far. The only one that's kind of close are like my reviews of some of the South Park seasons and the Big Bang Theory, and a little bit of How Much Your Mother, but easily Game of Thrones is taking the cake as the top played series I've reviewed. I figured it's time to do this. I've had a lot of people ask me to finish the series and review it, and you know, get to the new series. Here I am. The final season of the most popular shows of all time, and it's also one of the single most disappointing seasons of any show. I have taken a long time to review this season, like I've said. I started reviewing this show when I first started this podcast, which was almost 3 years ago. So, like I said, it's taken a while. It was one of my favorite shows of all time. And I was furious after watching this season back in 2019. Because I haven't rewatched it. I've only watched it the once. So, yeah, that was enough for me. And watching a second time, oh. I stopped buying all the merchandise, new books. I haven't even watched the new series. I've read all the main series of the books, but I haven't gotten around to reading Fire and Blood. I think it was the other one. I think there's a few other Game of Thrones books he's released, and he hasn't even fucking finished the main series of books, which also pisses me off. It's the reason why I stopped. But yeah, I was a hardcore Game of Thrones fan. I had a fuck load of the merchandise. Okay, like I bought the Targaryen goblet that's like the dragon claw holding the glass. I bought these like limited edition dragon and candles. I actually own all the banners of like every major house or even more of Game of Thrones. Like I have the phrase, I have like everyone. I used to do like airsoft tournaments. We'd do capture the flag and I'd use like Game of Thrones flags. That's how much of a fan I was of the show. I have rewatched seasons 1 through 6 of Game of Thrones. I can't even tell you how many times. It was ridiculous. I started watching it about a year after it came out. I shouldn't have been watching it at the age I was, but I was a large duck, so they thought I was older. So when I would go to the public library, they would just fucking let me borrow Game of Thrones when I shouldn't have. So that's how I managed to watch it, because I didn't have HBO growing up. My parents didn't watch the show until later, a little bit later. My dad was into it, I think 2 years after it came out, somewhere around there. My mom didn't watch it until like right before the last season came out. But yeah. I was super invested in this show, and I had an unbearable rage after watching this season. I had never been so disappointed by a show, like, ever. I've seen a lot, and I've had some disappointing episodes and series that I'm like, wow, this kind of got ass. But yeah, it's just, oh my God. So I guess the second time I have watched, this is the second time I've watched it, but I guess the question is, do I feel differently about the season that killed the fandom of the show? No, it was still just as infuriating as the first time. I still fucking hate it. It is terrible. I fucking hate it still. The rage has not subsided. One of the biggest positives as a series, for a series as a whole, it has some of the best writing and pacing of any show. It was the biggest show since its premiere. It was the biggest show on the planet for its entire run. Record-breaking numbers in HBO. It was the closest thing to Lord of the Rings since Lord of the Rings. So, yeah, it was the next huge fantasy epic. However, this season takes the biggest nosedive I have ever seen. All of the logic and plot lines the show has built for 7 seasons just flushed down the drain. This season's pacing goes into buttfuck speed and will change characters completely in as short as an episode. Daenerys goes from the people-loving, slave-freeing, and compassionate queen to one of the most evil people in the show's run. She kills more people in one episode than every character in the show, including Cersei, the Night King, all of them murked in 10 minutes. She kills 1 million people off the pop. That's not even including every other person she's killed in the show. It's fucking wild. I don't understand how this happened. It completely betrays the character and the audience that loved the character. It's also one of the laziest character changes ever. That being said, I could see what they were going for. And if they did this change slowly over a couple of seasons, that I wouldn't be that mad about the change. I mean, it's still annoying, and I probably still wouldn't enjoy it. Either way, it wouldn't be my favorite thing. But I can see, like, the point they're making is, like, her entire reign of ruling has been fire and blood, which is part of the reason why the Targaryen dynasty fell, because they became consumed by fire and blood. And a lot of Targaryens are either batshit insane or they're not. I was kind of disappointed that they went the route with Daenerys. I mean, the whole point of her character was to, like, break the wheel of her family's history. I mean, she'd be the first queen to rule. And then just have, you know, her just become the end stage villain of the series. She, Daenerys Targaryen, Khaleesi, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, becomes the villain of the show in the very last episode. You gotta be fucking shitting me. And I don't give a fuck if there's... I don't know very many people that defend this shitty season, but I know there are some out there, and they'll be like, well, she lost her best friend, and she lost another dragon. It's not enough, okay? It's not enough. She'd already lost a dragon in season 7. So if the excuse is that she loses a dragon, she goes batshit insane, is bullshit. Because she didn't do that shit when the first dragon died. It's war. Casualties happen. You're conquering an entire continent. What the fuck do you expect? Not everyone you like's gonna live. She doesn't go crazy when Jorah Mormont dies. So I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to hear it. It's lazy and terrible. And I'll never forgive it. Jon Snow gets completely wasted as a character. He turns from a king of the north to being the true born heir to the Iron Throne to being a crybaby whose whole character is, I don't want to fuck my aunt and she's the true queen. Now, that may sound weird out of context, And in real life, do not fuck your aunt. That's terrible. I don't think I should have to say that. But, you know, history shows otherwise. But in this show, it's normal. So I guess, yeah, that's not the way to explain it. Having Jon Snow also being a catalyst for Daenerys' turn, because she's like, well, if you're not going to give me dick, I'm going to burn everything to the ground. So fucking stupid. Like, imagine one of the biggest reasons you become bad is because your nephew won't fuck you. Are you fucking kidding me? It's just aggravating. Why is she the true queen? You know, why? Because, you know, she fucking shows throughout the season. Maybe she shouldn't be. You know, why? I will say, though, the weird just automatic distrust everyone has of Daenerys. Like, everyone trusts Jon and all this shit. And I kind of get why some lords are like, we named you the king and now you just give it up for the fucking dragon queen again? Like how the old king of the north did, and you just bowed to the dragon? But at the same time, like, everyone knows of all the shit she's been doing, because, I mean, they've talked about it as the show goes on, Daenerys. And their best chance of beating the Night King are dragons with Daenerys and the giant fucking army she has. So I'm not really sure why when she first shows up, everyone's like, fuck you, we don't need you. Like, are you... What? Why is that everyone... Huh? Like, I understand Sansa has become, like, you know, jaded after the fucking events of her life so far. You know, her time with Peter Baelish and then Ramsay Bolton. But are you serious? Are you for real? I don't understand. And having his character being banished to the Night's Watch makes no fucking sense. What's the point in the Night's Watch anymore? The White Walkers are all gone. Why are they going back? Why did the Wildlings go back up above north with Jon? That also doesn't make any sense. That was one of the biggest reasons for why the Wildlings followed Jon, so they could get below the wall. Not just because they would get killed by the White Walkers, but because the land above the wall sucks. It's a shitty way to live. The farming blows, which is why they would come down and raid and steal shit. Because it's a shitty fucking piece of land. So why the fuck do the Wildlings just, like, fuck it? Like, they send him to the Night's Watch, which technically just means he has to stand on the wall. But Jon just says fuck it and goes above the wall with the rest of the Wildlings. Now, supposedly they're going to be making a sequel series following Jon after this. Now, I don't know if they can salvage the shitty ending. It just seems like they're trying to, which seems to be the eventual goal of the series, that they're just going to be like, no, that was a bad ending. This is the real ending. Don't worry about that. And yeah, just fucking, it's fucking stupid. Also, how does Grey Worm enforce the ruling? Because he's the reason why Jon was sent to the wall. They wanted to kill him. And they were like, fuck that. Little Sansa and, you know, Bran were all like, that's stupid. We're not going to do that. And even Arya were like, that's dumb. No. And so they were like, well, what if he just goes back to the Night's Watch? And they're like, yeah, okay. And how can he stay? He and the rest of Daenerys' army returns to Essos. What? How is he going to enforce this? Also, why does he get any say in the political problems of Westeros? He has no more standing. The queen's dead. Daenerys is gone. How does he get to enforce anything? Like, at all? Also, technically, most of Daenerys' army should be gone. You know, just like how on the shitty-ass Long Night that lasted a couple hours. And the Dothraki supposedly all died in that episode, but then magically respawned for the last battle. Yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. Fuck. How did this happen? Huh? I don't understand. Is it just because they don't have a book to base it off of? I know why. They rushed this season. They wanted out because they had a contract with Lucasfilm to make Star Wars movies. But clearly, we weren't fucking getting those anymore. Which part of me is like, thank God, but Star Wars is already ruined, so what does it fucking matter if they write Star Wars movies at this fucking point? So, why not? You went in there for the Disney check, and you fucked this, and then you fucked yourselves because they were like, oh, this is how you write? By, this is what you will write if you don't have something to specifically base it off of? Yeah, we no longer want you to write a story. Because that was terrible. So, good job. Good job, DB. Good job. You did it. Fucking morons. The season also ruins my favorite character of the series. Jaime Lannister. His whole arc from the first episode to season 5 is one of my favorite character changes ever. He was a man who just wanted to do his duty and had to make a choice that would ruin his honor, but save a million lives from the king he served. In this season, all of that gets thrown out the window. Fucking just yeeted. He's taken back everything he claimed. It does a complete 180. He also has one of the lamest deaths of the series. Blurry Brown Death. Which also kills the actual big bad of the show, Cersei Lannister. I don't know what happened, but this season, everyone just gets orange, red, fiery death, or they get brown, dusty, brown, sandy death. That's how everyone dies this season. Everyone acts like a fucking idiot. People die in the worst ways. It's terrible. Even the Hound dies in fiery, shitty CGI death. I guess it's okay. I mean, there's a couple characters I don't hate their endings. Jorah Mormont defending Daenerys to death, fighting whites. Not a bad ending. I mean, that's pretty much the kind of ending I expected for Jorah. So I didn't mind that. That was okay. The Hound dying, fighting his brother. That doesn't bother me. He's a hateful man, doesn't want to be alive, and he's only alive just to fucking basically take care of the horrible person that his brother is. That's fine. But yeah, I will say, I don't understand why they did this, but they also made a sex scene with a character I never wanted to see do a sex scene, Arya Stark. The actress, Maisie Williams, started the show as a child. And as you've watched the show, you watch her grow up as the character grows. I just think it's so gross that in the last season, they have a sex scene with her. Now, if it alluded to, you know, just being like, oh, they hooked up, like they started making out and they like panned away, it's like, oh, okay, that would be different. I don't like how it shows more of the scene. It makes me uncomfortable every time because I'm like, oh, that's a child. I know she's an adult when she filmed the scene, but it's just, that's all I could think about when watching the show. I was like, I don't like it at all. This is gross. And from what I saw, that seemed to be the common opinion. Everyone was like, what the fuck? Gendry becoming basically being a maid of Baratheon. That's okay. Not bad. It's just so fucking disappointing. The long night, like I said, is the long 2 hours. The huge ending that the show's been building for 7 seasons ends in one episode. Lovely, isn't it? It's awesome. I never thought the only fight with a White Walker I would see is in the episode Hardhome, season 5, episode 10, between Jon Snow and that White Walker. If I knew that was going to be the only White Walker fight scene I would ever watch, I'd probably be still pissed. I'd probably have the same reaction, to be honest. Oh, it's just terrible. What a fucking waste. Oh, they're not just stereotypical evil bad guys. They have more of a motive. There's something that... Oh, they're here to kill memories. Oh, that's so fucking stupid. It's beyond fucking stupid. Bran becoming the king is also dumb. The whole... After he becomes the three-eyed raven, they're like, oh, you're now, you know, the Lord of Winterfell. He's like, I can't be the Lord of anything. I'm the three-eyed raven. That smug cunt. The fact that the reason that Tyrion is like, let's have Bran be king, is like, who has a more interesting story than Bran the Broken? Literally everyone had a more interesting story. Even in the books, I found Bran's chapters very boring. I think his arc of the show is the most boring. Anytime it panned to him just laying in the woods with his fucking little other northerner friends with Hodor. I mean, after the Hodor reveal, I don't give a fuck. It's the only thing I ever thought was interesting about Bran's story was about how him warging into Hodor is what made Hodor Hodor. That's it. Everything else is boring as shit. So having him be like, oh, he should be king, because who has more interest? Everyone. I'd rather Hot Pie be fucking king. Make it Hot Pie. I don't give a fuck. Have it be anyone else. That's completely waste. The prince who was promised. It's ruined all of it. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Fuck all the shit. And we're like, well, the whole series is spent, you know, changing what you think would happen. You know, like, in my story, I wouldn't have had Aragorn, blah, 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 blah. Like, when he talks about fucking Lord of the Rings, that fucking Martin big bitch. But, honestly, I don't think the show followed what he designed, because even in interviews, he was like, I wouldn't have had the show be like this. Because he said, I had enough story, supposedly, to last for like 3 or 4 more seasons. This supposedly show could have gone to like season 10 or 11. So, yeah. I guess. Just fucking stupid. All of it's dumb. I thought the Night King's death was lame. Now, the idea of him getting ganked, I guess, isn't that bad. I think the way that they build up Arya being the one to kill the Night King is fucking stupid. Just a one-off comment from a previous season that she's going to close all sorts of eyes, brown, green, and blue. And she's like, and Arya just knows that what Lady has said to me is like, oh, I'm going to kill the Night King, is fucking stupid. Also, how did she get past, like, the 10 other White Walkers behind him? Like, she just straight up jumps and, like, gets grabbed. Also, I have another question. It has shown multiple times throughout the series that the Night King's touch will burn you. He gets her ass by the throat when he just kind of touches Bran while warging, and he's, like, marked with his handprint. This magical otherworldly being just stands there like, what are you doing? Why doesn't he just fucking snap her neck? He, like, stands there for like, a solid 10 seconds, just holding her in the air and holding that knife in her hand. And she just drops a hand and he just watches her stab him. Okay. There is, a cool way of how to kill him. Like, in the same episode, they try to hit him with Dragonfire, and he's like, yeah, that doesn't do fucking shit to me, bitch. But that gets him. Cool. It couldn't have been, like, the flaming sword. Like in the Princess Promise. Could be something cool, and they fucking wasted it. This season sucks. It fucking sucks. I could go on, I'm not gonna lie to you, I could go on for probably hours, and I have. Anyone who's been forced to listen to me rant about this show, have friends, family members, strangers just talking about this show, have heard me rant about this. So, I think I have ranted long enough. I'm done talking about this shitty season. Oh, I'm so fucking done. I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It still makes me so angry. So, yeah. Overall, unsurprisingly, I give this season a 1 out of 10. Now, I don't blame any of the actors. I think the performances are fine. It's just the writing is so overwhelmingly terrible that it doesn't matter how good anyone performs. It doesn't matter at all. It completely ruins the show. So yeah, that's why it's a 1 out of 10. I blame it solely on the writers. They completely fucked this show. It's terrible. Well, I hope you enjoyed this rant or review, whatever you want to call it. I hope you did. If you did, I reviewed all the previous seasons of Game of Thrones. So if you'd like to check that out, that is highly appreciated. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out as well, I highly appreciate it. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app is streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.